Hi, everybody. It's Tim Quast for Modern IR, and this is the market structure map for October 27, 2021, called Whacked and Lulled. We thought that was kind of funny. De-whacked. That's how some describe the stock market the past few days. Since Donald Trump has been canceled from popular culture, you'll be excused for missing the debut of a SPAC, Special Purpose Acquisition Corp, associated with the former president called Digital World Acquisition Corp, DWAC. You get it now, right? DWAC, D-W-A-C. The Twitter sphere was a flurry, amusing given the ex-president's erstwhile penchant for that platform. The new SPAC finished October 20 at $9.96 and closed the next day at $94.20, an 850% increase. It was volatility halted a half dozen times Thursday, 5 minutes at a time. I was on Benzinga shows several times in recent days discussing it. And we're going to talk about these halts, so hang on for a bit. On Friday, DWAC went berserk anew amid a rash of volatility halts, and I saw a price north of $187 at one point, a gain of almost 1,800% in 2 days. It's now back near 60-ish, 50 to 60. Oh, and get this. Including warrants, there are about 42 million shares outstanding. Last Thursday alone, DWAC traded 498 million shares, 12 times what exists. Through yesterday, it's traded 730 million shares. It couldn't be a short squeeze like meme stocks GME and AMC were said to experience, which wasn't really the case. There were no shares to short. I won't relitigate that story here. There's a link on the page, though, to a story that explains the meme stock situation, and I've talked about it before. What causes those? Save to say that short squeezes are difficult to affect because market makers can create stock. And that's what happened. If there are orders to buy 100 million shares of DWAC and then trade it five times, market makers will create stock to fill those between the best bid to buy and offer to sell because they have to. All right, that's the law is we want a continuous auction. Traders and public companies, you best grasp this flaw. There is theoretically no limit on the stock that brokers executing trades might create. Stock is currency. What happens when you create more currency to chase the same goods? Here the goods are prices. Well, prices inflate. The ramifications are breathtaking. This colossal risk exists because the SEC wants a continuous auction market where everything is always for sale, 100 shares at a time. Well, you know, the problem here, quick this editorial note, is when you have a centralized auction, there is an event where there are bids and offers, and then the thing being auctioned is acquired and the activity stops. Well, that is a less dangerous kind of marketplace than is one where there is continuous activity at constantly evolving prices. So that's why we have all of these controls in place. You know, so it's nobody else's fault. It's a choice made by the regulators. Now let's go get back to volatility halts. We've had hundreds the past week, most in tiny stocks. DWAC was volatility halted almost 20 times in total. You include that, the DWAC and the warrants, which is DWACU. Let's understand volatility halts. After the May 6, 2010 so-called flash crash, there's a link on the page, modernir.com/MSM, and you can find the entry. The SEC and FINRA and the exchanges implemented rules to halt the broad market and individual stocks, and they've been updated some since. The broad market, as we repeatedly saw in March 2020, hits a level one halt for 15 minutes if the S&P 500 drops 7% below its previous closing price. That halt doesn't apply after 3:25 p.m. Eastern time, though. So then we move on to level two and three. Level two is down 13%, and we sit and wait 15 minutes again. That actually happened. Remember? And then if we smash into level three, down 20%, the market closes for the day. I don't believe that happened. No, didn't. In single stocks, there are volatility halts called limit up, limit down, lulled, thus whacked and lulled, you see now. Nearly 10,000 triggered in the spring of 2020. We wrote about that back then. Lulleds stop trading in a stock when price moves outside calculated bands from the SIP, the Securities Information Processor. That's the consolidated tape. It's actually run by the NASDAQ. How we know volume and prices across a Byzantine network of nodes where stocks trade. Trading pauses for 5 minutes if the bid or offer moves outside the bands. If those moves last under 15 seconds, however, the halt dissolves. If not, trading stops for 5 minutes and the primary listing market then relaunches trading. The CBOE, says other markets can trade a stock if the listing market can't reopen it, but I can't confirm that. So, you know, go with the narrative. DWAT kept rising because bids and offers melted back inside the bands, and those bands were constantly evolving. Well, what's the point of pausing then? Why limit a stock up or down if no limit actually happens? Traders were screaming that the price would move dramatically at resumption too. Well, of course, market makers are going to know where the lumps and globs of limit orders to buy and sell are coming from. You know, so price bands kept revising for stocks like FUN, PHUN, Funware, which also traded wildly. The bands are massive. They're double what they are for stocks with prices higher than $3. So what's the point? Well, the point is the halts seem pointless. They don't serve issuers or investors, only the parties responsible for maintaining this continuous auction. That then becomes the purpose of the market rather than a fair place for investors and public companies to find each other and for rational decisions to be made, I might add. What happened in March 2020 will happen again. We see it in the terrible challenge stocks face when they decline rather than rise. Snap is an example. It wasn't investor selling. It was all machines recalibrating prices. The market shouldn't be DWACT, but it is. So get ready.